This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID hospitalizations are up for the first time in a week, with 833 Coloradans hospitalized, up more than 30 from the day before. Officials are watching that metric closely after warning holiday season gatherings could push numbers higher. But another key measure, the 7-day average rate of positive tests, is down to 7.63. That number has fallen for 5 consecutive days since the holidays. The first COVID vaccination clinic in Pueblo for residents 70 and up was full before it opened this morning. Sheriff Kirk Taylor.
I want to thank those of you that were patient and apologize to those of you that were inconvenienced here from our community.
Officials say they vaccinated roughly 700 today. A social media site started by two University of Denver graduates attracted a wave of far-right members and is now effectively offline. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Jared Thompson and John Mates founded Parler in 2018. The site presents itself as more free speech-friendly than Twitter, and looser moderation has made it popular with far-right conspiracy theorists. After Facebook and Twitter suspended President Trump for encouraging last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol, there was speculation he may join Parler. But both Apple and Google have now banned Parler's mobile app, and Amazon shut down the site's servers Monday morning. Those moves effectively shutter the platform. Parler has 10 million users worldwide. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
43 in Denver, 36 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.